With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
I love this line. Milton Berle once said, if opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information that you won't want to miss. This week, we're going to be talking about business development, and I know our guest, Kevin Einbinder, has a lot to say on the subject. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR. They're your solution center. Check them out online at TandemHR.com. So, Kevin, welcome back to the program. We've had you back on. We've had you on in the past, and business development is a really important topic.
Yeah, it's very, very, very important and stuff, and it's really something important to Tandem, and I know it's very important to a lot of your listeners.
Absolutely. So business development often is referred to as sales, but there's more to say on the subject, and really excited about some of the tips we could get from you. So how are clients serving as your marketing tool at Tandem?
So, you know, there's so much research out there that talks about the fact that if you have client retention, you have strong clients who really speak your story, they provide testimonials, they can speak about the quality of service, they're probably going to be one of the biggest proponents when it comes to business development. So they're happy with the service, it's consistent, the quality is there, it's better than the competition, all those different things. If they can be your brand champion, then you're halfway there.
So that should be a goal of for our listeners when they get back to work tomorrow morning and trying to turn your clients into a business development tool.
Absolutely. You know, what happens a lot of times that I see that sometimes businesses aren't that successful is they get kind of complacent, in which what they'll do is they have a strong book of business and then they kind of forget about them and stuff. They know that they're going to renew their contracts and all that. But at the end of the day, having consistent communications with those clients is very important. And I'm not talking, you know, we talk a lot about Tandem about high touch customer service. And what we really mean by that is it's not just this sporadic emails occasionally to the clients and stuff. It's really those face-to-face meetings. It's building those relationships, and not just with the decision makers within the organization, but also the influencers within that organization too. So you're really as comprehensive as possible to be able to build several layers in case somebody leaves a relationship or leaves the organization and all that.
My father, who's likely listening to the show today, so hi, Dad, always tells me that people can't say no to you when they're eating your food. Hmm. And I firmly believe that's true. So I believe a business owner often has to wear multiple hats, but business development is one of those hats. Client relationships are one of those hats. And get out to eat every single day. Take people out to lunch. Take your clients out. And even if you don't have something specific to talk to them about, it's all relationship building. It's all, as I always say, it's all networking, which is really important. So a side benefit to keeping those relationships warm is how much cheaper is client retention than business development?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was looking at some studies, and there was actually something that was just printed from the Harvard Business School, and they said on average, increasing customer retention rates by 5% actually increases profits by 20 to 25%. So being able to sustain those relationships comparing to starting from scratch actually goes a very, very long way. Because if you think about it, all the different steps that goes into business development and retaining that client compared to someone that you already exist, it, you know, can be very, very profitable.
Interesting. So do all companies' customer service training programs look pretty much the same?
Well, you know, something, there are some that are very basic. So, for example, we all know, you know, people are listening to the show and you think about customer service. Well, it's about acknowledging the customer. It's about, you know, the customer is always right, blah, 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 and stuff. And I come from the school of thought that it really needs to be modified based on a couple different things. One is, what is the product or service? What is the culture? Does it support in terms of a certain level of customer service? not overpromising. So you really need, and I know we've talked a lot about corporate culture in the past, but ultimately a culture that's going to support delivering not just good customer service, but really exceptional or exemplary customer service.
Absolutely. Last week I had to call my auto insurance company, Geico. And when I mentioned something, oh, I got a new car, the customer service rep or whoever it was, wherever they were, they engaged in a whole conversation. We were talking about my car, and they really expressed an interest. I was just blown away by that, and I think that's what companies should strive for. But you don't need to be a massive company like Geico to do it. Any small business can do it as well.
You know, as a matter of fact, it's interesting you mentioned that because it's the positive story. So a lot of times people harp on the negative and stuff. And I actually recently called Geico myself and had a great experience. And it wasn't just about the insurance. They were engaging me. It was a one-on-one communication. And it was just like, wow, I really feel a relationship with this brand. But the stories that get told are the really bad experiences that people have. And those are the ones that sometimes stay with people. But when you share that good story, then people are more likely to say, hey, I want to be I want to know that brand. I want to be part of that too.
Yeah, it's fascinating. So, you know, the nature of business is that you have big customers, you have small customers. Are all customers equal, or are there some that should get more of the concierge service?
No, that's a good question because of the fact that you got to be realistic. So I'm right now working with a couple clients, and one of them is, a gigantic client and one is a very small client. And one is a nonprofit, one is a for-profit. The point being, though, is there is a certain core service in terms of core expectations when it comes to customer service. So, for example, we always reach out to the customers. It'll be like every month through a newsletter. Everybody gets that level of service. But that gigantic account, which is like more than $1 million account of revenue, we obviously have to have more communications with them and stuff. And we need to be practical about it too. Because one of the things that I see that sometimes happens with organizations is they spend so much time with those high maintenance small clients that their energy is just drawn and saturated from that. And then it's the big clients that they get complacent about. And then all of a sudden they're out for an RFP. So things like that can happen.
It's interesting. We're talking with Kevin Einbinder, Senior Project Manager at Tandem HR. Kevin, how do you measure good customer service or gauge the level provided by your customer-facing employees?
There's a couple ways of doing it, and there's so many different theories on it. My perspective is really kind of looking backwards and thinking, okay, what does success look like? Is it client retention? Is it satisfaction? So a lot of companies go crazy with SurveyMonkey, with doing these different interviews and stuff. And my background initially was in qualitative and quantitative research, and I really believe kind of using a mixed methodology. So yeah, the surveys are great to do, customer satisfaction surveys once a year, benchmarking the data and all that, but then also doing the interviews with people and talking with them and doing those conversations and figuring out what are some of the quote things that are coming up. What are some of the things, for example, is the company responsive? Do they anticipate our needs? Things of that nature. So really looking. So for example, for Tandem, if there's major legislation that's coming out about the Affordable Care Act, we could hear it on the news. What we should be doing is letting our customers know, because chances are there's going to be ramifications. So we could sit on our laurels and just say, well, that's good information to know. Or what we could do is be more proactive about it and say, you may have heard about this in the news. Here's what Tandem can do to partner with you based on, the outcome of that. So being more proactive and taking that information to the next level.
Exactly. Communicating, which is really important. So how can businesses control how their employees communicate with their clients?
I'm a big proponent of this whole thing called, I learned this years and years ago. I work for a fairly large brand. I'll just say that their logo is Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and I won't give away the brand. But one of the things that we talked about there was brand champions. And I believe right from the get-go that any employee who works with an organization should be a brand champion. They should have base knowledge about the core offerings of that company. And that shouldn't just be through orientation, because employees are just so overwhelmed through orientation. It should be throughout the year. As a matter of fact, you and I have talked about the fact of elevator speeches. There should be an elevator speech. Maybe marketing develops it or whatever. Maybe it's a calling card. But it really gives a sense of what that organization is about and what the core service offerings are, so that every employee from administrative support to senior management is consistent about the message to potential prospects.
Oh, I believe in that elevator pitch and having everybody have a unified message is really important. We're running out of time, but do you recommend rewarding clients that lead to new business? What do you think is appropriate?
You know, there's some sensitivities because sometimes ethically people feel a little bit uncomfortable. What you're saying in terms of clients, of rewarding them for referrals and stuff. It depends. You know, I've actually heard of some cases in which sometimes people feel a little bit uncomfortable about that. I think what it is ultimately recognizing them, taking them out to lunch, simple things like that. A simple thank you note goes a very long way. So simple things like that.
Really good advice. Kevin Einbrenner, Senior Project Manager at Tandem HR. You've got a lot of advice on business development. How can our listeners get a hold of you?
Either my phone number, 224-353-2716, or my email, keinbrenner@tandemhr.com.
Fantastic. Coming up, we're going to check in with executive business coach and Vista Chair Dick Smith. You won't want to miss it. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Thanks, Kevin, for joining us, and check out tandemhr.com for more resources and information.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. The inbound Edens from Lake Cook to the junction is about 24 minutes. Heading in from the Jane Addams heading eastbound, it's heavy between Barrington Road and Route 53. That's mainly because of ongoing road work. It's also slowing down between the Tri-State Tollway and the Kennedy Expressway. Once you get on the Kennedy inbound, it's heavy between the River Toll Plaza to Canfield, also heavy between Austin and Irving Park. O'Hare to downtown is 29 minutes. From the junction is 12. Outbound lane's a little slow between Lawrence and Sayre. Also tapping the brakes between Cumberland and the O'Hare extension. Downtown to the junction 10 to O'Hare's 24. The express lanes have no delays. Eisenhower inbound. Thorndale to the post office 32. From Mannheim is 19. Tonight 67 and partly cloudy. Tomorrow 80 and partly cloudy. Currently 69. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The answer.
Here's how you know Hillary Clinton is taking this seriously.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
She is resorting to her effort to be humorous, which is a dangerous business for Hillary Clinton.
But she said that she never received or sent any emails with information marked classified.
This is not going away, so she can be as defiant as she wants. She can't make the untruth become the truth.
It's going to get worse.
Hillary Clinton could use a good Bill Clinton sex scandal.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5. On AM 560, The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CD Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at CD Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-481-7987. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, 96% of women would recommend it to a friend. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-481-7987. 800-481-7987. That's 800-481-7987.
It's time for the Playmaker Spotlight with executive coach and Vistage chair, Dick Smith.
Well, welcome once again to the Playmaker Spotlight, the part of Get Down to Business where we speak to CEOs and business owners and share their stories and best practices with you. Playmakers is brought to you in part by Vistage, the world's largest CEO advisory board organization. And I am your host, Dick Smith, the CEO business coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International. And tonight, I'm very happy to have as our guest, Brett Bonet. He's a partner and co-founder of Quality Logo Products, headquartered in Aurora, Illinois. From their website, founded in 2003 by North Central College friends, Brett Bonet and Mike Winger. Winger. Quality Logo Products is a promotional advertising company based in Aurora that provides imprinted merchandise to online customers. And today, Quality Logo Products has reached over 32 million in sales and over 100 employees. Brett, co-founder, president, chief marketing officer of Quality Logo Products, welcome to the Playmaker Spotlight.
Thanks for having me. It's a lot of titles.
It seems like it fit on your business card, does it?
I don't think so.
Hey, Brett, tell us a little bit about the CNN story. How did you guys get started? And explain a little bit your role and that of your partner, Mike's, with the company.
Yeah, absolutely. I've actually been in the promotional products industry for 17 years. Mm-hmm. Quality Logo Products has been around for 11 years. Mike and I met in college in Naperville, Illinois, North Central College, a small local college. And we were both taking the same educational track, entrepreneurship major. And we decided that, hey, we both really liked the industry. He has a strong background, logistics and sales. I was more of always kind of the nerd, software and development, always had a niche for marketing. And we just kind of came together and how always college friends do, usually over beers and parties. And Quality Logo Products was conceived.
About 11 years later, you guys are in the top 50 of thousands and 30,000 companies sort of do what you do. Is that what I understand?
Yeah, there's 30,000 people who do the exact thing that I do. So unfortunately, it's kind of hard to be unique in that regard. Wow. But yeah, top 50 and was actually $34 million of sales last year.
Well, that's incredible. And just since 2003. Okay, so you know, you and I talked beforehand, and I understand that you don't operate like traditional advertising specialty firms, which, by the way, as we talked, I owned one many years ago.
Small world.
Yes. With sales, you don't operate with salespeople with feet on the street necessarily. Tell us a little bit about your differentiation.
Yeah, most of this industry, when I say that 30,000 number, I'd say a vast majority of it are those mom-and-pop shops, people who kind of go door-to-door trying to sell a vacuum and then, you know, try and sell you a custom stress ball with their logo on it while they're at it. We're entirely website-driven, lead-based, so as opposed to going out there and cold calling, all our salespeople are responsible for basically servicing the customers that the website is generating for them as leads. So I like to call it as commission customer service, but it's a lot more than that. It's kind of discounting the amount of work it takes to produce a sale and take care of the client in that regards when I say that. But yeah, it's actually pretty straightforward, and the website drives 100% of the business.
So you don't have the typical salesperson sitting at a desk making cold calls or even warm calls to customers trying to talk them into buying imprinted merchandise?
Yeah, no one outside. There's people sitting in front of a desk answering the phone, but they're not doing
it's
the
all inbound.
It's all inbound,
so
yeah.
You figured out how to bring it in through search engine optimization, I'm assuming, search engine marketing?
Yeah, we do. We spend a lot in PPC. We spend about a little bit under $150,000 a month on AdWords and things like that.
People that don't know PPC, pay per click,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
So it's those ads that appear above the organic listings on the search engines, and then we do a lot of search engine optimization and such.
So you are one of those young entrepreneurs that have figured out the internet and figured out how to get those inbound warm leads, if not sales opportunities, right? And
yeah, we got lucky. We started the company right when that was kind of a thing. It was still very raw. There was still opportunity to take advantage of that. I wouldn't say that window of opportunity is as wide as today as it was 11 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But we did, we took the road or path less traveled 11 years ago, and it's really paid off.
So you have people answering the phones, customer service relationship manager type people, and they get commissioned on how much they sell that person calls in?
Yeah, they get a percentage of the profit of what they sell, but that's really not the driving force to them. They take an excellent care of the customers and build them those lasting relationships as their number one priority. We're still in a customer service business and game. Everyone's selling roughly the same product. So between our website and how we service the customers, really our only differentiator.
So it's a repeat customer you're looking for, repeat business year after year, year over year. So
I've had the same client for 17 years, actually, and unfortunately she just retired, so it was kind of a sad moment because she was my first sale, and so we got to share that special moment.
Very cool. So quickly, tell me about this. Why do you think the number one reason people keep coming back to QLP?
Because we're just different. I would say we're like the Donald Trump of promotional products. We go about things the unconventional way. We really do like to just kind of think outside the box, and great price, great service, and we just make it fun. I mean, that's number one priority is
good
fun.
For you. I'm assuming your 100-plus people are a lot of young folks. You're probably one of the older guys in the group, or what?
I used to be the baby, and now like the senior citizen.
32 years old. How old are you?
Yeah, 32, yeah. I used to be the baby.
Well, listen, if you're just tuning in to this, is the Get Down to Business Playmaker Spotlight. It's brought to you in part by Vistage International, the world's largest CEO and business owner private advisory board organization, and we're talking to the very young and talented Brett Bonnet. He's the co-founder and president and chief marketing officer of Quality Logo Products. If you need a promotional product with your logo on it, I suggest you call these guys. They seem to really know what they're doing. They're top 50 out of 30,000 companies doing this. So what's one specific major challenge your company is facing today, would you say, Brett?
It's a double-edged sword. As much as we use search engine marketing and AdWords, pay-per-click advertising to drive new customers to the business, to the website, the cost of doing so has increased exponentially over the years. 2013 and 2014, the cost average lead generation increased by 200%. 2014, 2015, another 100%. So the cost of doing business in terms of just getting those leads in is becoming very expensive.
And what I've heard from many people is that Google keeps changing the game, right? They keep changing the rules for who gets to the top.
Not enough time in the segment to share my feelings about Google. They're definitely, it's a lot more of a black box today than it was 11 years ago, that's for sure.
Yeah. So tell me, if you were to start QLP today, what would you have done differently versus when you started 11 years ago?
I wouldn't have started today, unfortunately. I don't know how I can answer that question. The opportunity is, it's the cost of entry is so much higher than it is today. I started the company with $10,000 of capital. I would need at least 10 times, maybe 100 times that today to be any meaningful difference and get that volume and velocity needed to be successful.
So you've got a lot of young people. How do you keep them engaged? And how do you define the culture of Quality Logo Products? Why would I want to come to work there if I'm a young fellow, young lady?
Either way, men and ladies are all welcome to come. It's very unconventional. We allow flex scheduling an hour, so a lot of people maybe aren't morning people, they're evening people. They can come in at 10, work to 6. They can take a half day if they want to. They don't need to get pre-approved. We've got a lot of, snacks, video games, silly string, very casual work. I mean, everyone's practically wearing basketball shorts and a polo shirt is pretty much as dressed up as we get.
Mm-hmm. So do you actually go out and visit clients ever, your folks? Do you take products out and samples? Is it all done online?
Yeah, I don't. It's generally we'll drop ship it to the customer, mail them a sample. Yeah. Some of our salespeople have some clients that do need that personal touch because, they're spending some significant money. We'll make sure the person on the line is actually a human being.
Right.
But I'd say 99.9% is strictly due through phone and email.
And you also have a uniqueness in that quite a number, well over 1,000 of the products that you suggest can be looked at in all kinds of 3D fashion over the internet, right?
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out. Yeah, one of the things we take a pride in is our imagery and the amount of time we invest in our media. So whether it be product videos or those 360 views where you can actually interact with the product, multiple angles. We've got over 11,000 different products that you can view in like literally 4K quality, video quality resolution and just interact with the product before you buy it.
So where do you think your industry is going and your company in particular 3 to 5 years from now? Any guess on that? Or is that too far to project?
No, I think it's a reasonable projection. I think consolidation is inevitable. It's going to come around, in order to provide that value and be able to get quick to market and meet the customer needs. We're going to have some vertical integration between suppliers and distributors. I don't think there's going to be 30,000 distributors around. The cost of doing business and the cost of servicing those distributors for suppliers is going to become too much. So you'll see fewer competitors and you'll see more streamlined production.
And more over the internet, period, right?
That's
we're moving that way, no question about it.
To not go that way is a death sentence of the industry.
Well, I'm afraid we're just about out of time, but I'd like to thank you, Brett Bonnet, co-founder, president, and chief marketing officer of Quality Logo Products. Now, to get more information, perhaps a job opportunity, they go to www.qualitylogoproducts.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. That's how you get in touch. So thanks again, Brett. And I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in. This has been the Playmaker Spotlight with your host, Dick Smith, the CEO, business coach, and award-winning chair for Vistage International. You can find me on LinkedIn or email me at dick.smith@vistagechair.com. Now stay tuned for more of Get Down to Business with my friend, Shalom Klein.
She's bold.
You're not black, so drop the racism crap.
She's controversial.
When you bring the people here, you bring those cultures here.
She's unapologetic.
This is a total fraud and a fig leaf.
And she's coming to Freedom Summit Chicago 2015. She's Ann Coulter.
Now I'm talking.
See best-selling author and conservative firebrand Ann Coulter live on Saturday, November 14th at Freedom Summit Chicago in Itasca. Get your tickets now at freedomsummitchicago.com. That's Freedom Summit Chicago.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. The Pope's last words to America.
May God bless you all. God bless America.
The message to America, be open to miracles and love. His 10-day tour of the U.S. and Cuba ending with Pope Francis now aboard a flight to take him from Philadelphia to Rome. At the U.N., President Obama makes a call for action to lift the world by lifting Africa.
So I call on the world to join us as we mobilize billions of dollars in new trade and investment and development in Africa. And that includes Power Africa, our initiative to bring electricity and greater opportunity to more than 60 million African homes and businesses.
Also addressing sustainable development, the president of Ghana says if the definition of developed is, in his words, shopping malls, glitzy neon lights, and KFC, then we need two more planets to maintain the human race. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. On the inbound Dan Ryan at 95th Street, there's been a report of a crash. Also on the Dan Ryan in the express lanes heading inbound, it's heavy between 31st and the Stevenson. Local lanes are heavy between the Stevenson and the Circle Interchange. Stevenson heading outbound Lakeshore Drive to Cicero is 11, to the Tri-State 25, to 355 is 35 minutes. Eisenhower heading inbound from Thorndale to the post office is 33 minutes. From Mannheim takes 20. On the Kennedy, heading inbound, it's heavy between the River Toll Plaza and Canfield. Also heavy between Austin to about Irving Park Road. O'Hare to downtown is 29. From the junction, 12. Outbound lanes heavy between Lawrence and Sayre, also between Cumberland and O'Hare. Downtown to the junction, 10. To O'Hare, 24. The express lanes are at 8. Tonight, 67. Currently, 69. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Lex, CEO of Balance of Nature. At Balance of Nature, we believe in real communication. Whether you call into the office or hear a success story on the radio, you can be sure it's real, unsolicited, and unscripted conversation.
I have a very mild version of MS. I couldn't afford the medication from the doctor's office, and I thought, you know, let's try to fight this a little different way. Since I've been on it, I've only had one episode.
So as soon as I got it, I took some. I normally take it in the morning, so just with that period of time, I'm definitely seeing improvement again. Really amazing. So I'm probably going to get my daughter on it.
When you can give your body a full variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables in their 100% natural, whole food form, you receive the unmatched balance of nutrition. Call toll-free 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code Chicago.
Back on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and thrilled to be joined by my good friend Paula Peterson, Senior Marketing Consultant here at AM560. The Answer, Paula.
Hi.
I can't believe I get to say welcome to the program.
I am excited to be on. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Wow. Technically, we're like in your space. So your claim to fame in these parts is your work on ChicagoRadioDeals.com, a website that I frequent regularly. And I think some of our listeners, business owners should know a thing or two about the site. Tell us what it's all about.
All right. Chicago Radio Deals is a discount shopping website. We're all familiar with that now. We go shopping online all the time.
My wife does it more than I do.
Okay. A lot of people do. I don't think it's really gender typical of either one. I think I get people who call me that are men, people that are wives. It really depends. Everybody is looking for a deal. Everybody wants a coupon, a deal, a percent off of something. I know I do. I rarely go shopping without something in my purse that gives me a deal on something. I mean, seriously, I refuse to pay retail for anything.
So, Paula, what kind of items are there? I want to go shopping for a new pair of shoes.
No, not necessarily shoes. What you're going to find are services. Mm. So let's say home improvement services. You want your bathroom tile cleaned. We have the Grout Medic. You can look for other services as well, like deck cleaning or grass cutting, but deals come and deals go. So we're not like Groupon. We don't do like a million things all, and you have like 2 hours to buy it. And what it is exclusive deals to Chicago Radio Deals that we find. We partner with businesses here in Chicago. We're always looking for businesses that want to partner with us, and it could be home improvement. It could be medical. You could be a chiropractor, and you have a great deal on the first visit that includes x-rays and an exam, something like that.
So, Paul, as you know, our show, our listeners, small business owners, they love to promote what they do, product, mm-hmm. services, whether they're in a retail environment, they always want more traffic. If they're providing services, they always want more customers. What's in it for them?
Oh, my gosh. ChicagoRadioDeals.com is the perfect place to partner. For instance, we work with a group of restaurants. These restaurants earn credit for advertising because they are a partner with us. If somebody is interested, they can reach out to me. I'm at 847-871-1510. They can call me directly, ask me about the program, and I'll walk them through Chicago Radio Deals. We're always looking for partners, restaurants, fun things to do, tickets to events. You know, we have all of the entertainment cruise lines downtown on Michigan Avenue, discounted tickets on ChicagoRadioDeals.com.
So is it all Chicago focused, or what about the surrounding suburbs?
No. Yeah, I have everything going out. I've got bed and breakfasts in Milwaukee. I have restaurants way out in Elgin. I've got businesses in Burr Ridge and LaGrange. You name it. It's all of Chicagoland. It's not just in the Chicago.
So Chicago
downtown.
Radio Deals is sort of a marketing partner for small businesses to help get the word out.
It's a complete marketing partnership. What we do is we work together They are promoted on the radio. Our lovely Amy Jacobson in the morning does live reads for the businesses that we partner with so that we can promote them on Chicago Radio Deals. I think that's very cool. We promote Chicago Radio Deals all over the radio station at events. And then when you partner with us and you earn this credit, we actually help you produce and write your own commercial that you get to use on the radio station.
That's valuable right there. Oh. The produced content,
yes,
and the ability to get it out there on the radio to thousands and thousands of listeners on a, yes, daily basis. So Amy Jacobson, tell me the truth. Is she actually a shopper on Chicago Radio?
She
deals?
Is. She went on the Sea Dog thrill ride last week with,
oh,
her,
wow,
kids, and she had a great time. Oh, yeah. They loved having her. She had a great time. She talked about it on the radio. I mean, so can you imagine that if maybe one of our personalities are going on and she bought the certificates online and then here she is was able to experience that firsthand herself and talk about it. That's the kind of partnership we like to do because we are always so happy with our advertisers and the partners that we have. But Chicago Radio Deals is just a little bit different way of marketing. Plus, I host my own radio show, the Chicago Radio Deals Radio Show as well. And we get to talk about the services there. And you know what else? We have classes. Mm-hmm. I know you love that. We have all kinds of classes. So say you want to do something better. You want to learn, okay, I'm going to use this, you know, like gun owners. They want to learn how to take a concealed carry class. Well, sometimes we'll have classes to teach you how to do a new profession.
So my question to our listeners is, why would you pay retail? Why would you pay retail
ever
when you have ChicagoRadioDeals.com? So, Paula, we've got about a minute remaining.
Yeah.
Honest answer to this question,
okay,
because we've got a lot of interesting business owners listening to this program. What is the most interesting business that has promoted their product or services on Chicago Radio Deals?
Well, I would say any kind of bed and breakfast or a place to stay with some sort of history. And that is, people love that. So, for instance, we've got the Schuster Mansion in Milwaukee. It has a great past. It's in a wonderful historic district. That's really cool.
Well, you probably meet some amazing people every day. So, Paula, we're just about out of time.
Yeah.
Once again, we're talking with Paula Peterson right here at AM 560. Paula, how can people get a hold of you?
847-871-1510. Or they can reach out to you and you can find me.
Absolutely. Check out my website. I'll post a link to Chicago Radio Deals. My website, ShalomKlein.com. That's where you can download podcasts from the show and find out who's going to be on next week on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Thanks, Paula, for joining
us. Thank
you. Check out the website, ChicagoRadioDeals.com. Lots of great discounts. Why pay retail? That's a lesson from today.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. On the inbound Edens from Lake Cook to the junction, it's about 22 minutes. Once you're on the Kennedy inbound, it's heavy between the River Toll Plaza and Canfield. Also pretty heavy between Austin to Irving Park Road. And finally, between Fullerton and Division, it's heavy. O'Hare to downtown, 32 minutes. From the junction, takes 16. Outbound lanes heavy between Lawrence Avenue and Sayre. Also slows down between Cumberland and the O'Hare Extension. Downtown to the Junction 10. Out to O'Hare is 26 minutes. The express lanes are fine. On the Eisenhower, heading inbound, Thorndale to the post office is 33 minutes. From Mannheim takes 20 minutes. Also heading on the Stevenson, inbound at Damon Avenue. There's been a report of a crash. There's no real delays, though. 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 34 minutes. To the Tri-State is 24. Tonight, 67 and cloudy. Currently, it's 69. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Password's a secret? Check. Overcomplex network? Check. Boss thinks he can't live without me? Check.
There's your company's IT guy.
I've got the keys of the city, and there's no way they can replace me.
He's got your company right where he wants it, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Time to ask for more money. How could they say no when I've got their data at my fingertips?
Fact. A business that loses its critical data has an 80% chance of failing, and you trust your livelihood to this.
I can drag my feet answering their calls for help. They don't even know what I do half the time.
If you're tired of being held hostage by your IT guy and want a fresh new team of skilled professionals, hire Turnkey.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
It doesn't have to be this way. Visit turnkey.pro and let them handle the technical stuff. If you're a prisoner in your own organization, let Turnkey IT set you free. Visit turnkey.pro. That's turnkey.pro.
Back on Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and joined once again by John Fiegel of Tandem HR. John, welcome back to Get Down to Business.
Thanks, Shalom. Good to see you again.
Of course. So, you know, so often in today's culture, news, environment, you're hearing about how the people that are finding jobs are the, recent college grads. And that often is the case. A lot of companies are trying to attract young professionals, but there's opportunities for professionals to grow within organizations, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Particularly in this economy, now that we see that businesses are growing, every organization has to be thinking about not only bringing employees in, but now how do we help them develop their careers? And then how do you start filling positions with internal candidates as opposed to external candidates? And that's what leads to a talent pipeline.
Baby boomers, I believe statistics show, have stayed in their jobs for longer than today's young professionals stay in their jobs. Obviously, a lot of this has to do with culture and environment, which we've spoken about in the past.
Right.
But a lot of it also has to do with developing talent and creating professional development opportunities. Is there tips that you can provide for our listeners of how to do that successfully?
Yes. So for business owners, I think there's really three things to start with. One is, think about your business strategy, and then from that strategy, what are those skills and capabilities that you need to implement that strategy? And that's a step that people miss a lot. They think, oh, we're just going to go start, you know, hire this particular role, but understand how that role fits into the strategy. Then once you've got those roles identified, really start thinking about what we call the buy-or-build decision. Do you want to go out and hire people from the outside, or do you want to build people internally? And There's pros and cons to both, but what I would suggest is think strongly about building your internal talent, because you've got people who know your culture, you've got people who know your clients, you've got people who know your teams, and start putting together some training plans and some development plans to help them improve their sales so they can move up and grow with your company.
Should companies assume that their talent is being either recruited by other companies or might actively be looking for new development opportunities for their career in terms of how they should look at keeping their talent in-house?
Yeah, that's a really good point, Shalom. Particularly in today's market where it is very tight and it is a seller's market, every manager every day should be thinking about what is it that I can be doing to what we say re-recruit their employees. So we recruit them once when we bring them in, but how can you re-recruit them so they want to stay and they want to grow?
How frequently should a company be looking at that re-recruitment process? I like that term. Yeah. For each of their employees, the really talented ones, the ones that they do not want to see leave their organization.
Yeah, well, that's another excellent point in that organizations should go through what we call a talent review. And at least twice a year, maybe if your calendar year is fiscal year, it's a calendar year, maybe it's mid-year and at the end of the year, is sit down and think about who are those key employees that we don't want to lose that are critical to the growth of this organization, and then put a plan in place. You want to at least have a conversation with them probably at least once a quarter, if not more frequently.
Fascinating. And what does professional development mean? Does that mean putting them through a master's degree program or some additional training opportunities?
Yeah, the answer to that question really is it depends. So it depends on what the requirements for the roles are. So if you're trying to develop someone to take on a leadership role, getting an MBA may be a critical element of that, but it's not necessarily for every position. So there's really two things to think about. One is, what are the skills and abilities, and usually you can fill those with training. But the other is, what are those experiences that people need? 70% of what people learn to be successful in a job is through their day-to-day experience. So if somebody needs to be an effective project manager, put them on a project team and have them learn how to be a good project team member and then how to lead a team. So it's experiences as much as training.
So we're chatting with John Fiegel of Tandem HR about building a talent pipeline in your organization. John, so much of what we just spoke about seems to refer to executives within a company, people that are at middle management, upper management levels. What about the John Doe's of the company, the employees? How do you take them from a regular position where they were just hired at a sure. at an entry level job and really move them up in that early stage of their career?
Right. There's really, think about three things. One is the training to do the job. Then there's the cultural element of the organization. What is it you want them to learn about and be effective member of the team? And then the third thing is think about stretch assignments. What is it that you want them to skills that you want them to build so they can move up? And so you have to be very targeted with that, Shalom. It's not just, you know, randomly assigning them projects and things like that. I used the example of a project management before, but it could be learning software or it could be learning particular processes or systems.
So it sounds like employees should be assigned a mentor within an organization?
Yeah, mentors are great, whether they're informal or you could have a formal mentorship program. I would also add every manager's role should be as a coach. We know that managers manage, but they also should be coaching and developing their employees. So that's a critical part of every manager's job.
Well, we're quickly running out of time, but this process sounds time-consuming. It needs to be an investment by organizations in their employees. But, you know, time-consuming, it probably, if it's done correctly, John, can it be done and broken out over a period of time?
Yes. This should be something that should be built into your everyday work and then your annual plan. So when you think about developing a talent pipeline, we put plans in place. We put sales strategies in place. We put marketing strategies in place. You should have a talent strategy in place, and you should manage that like any other important business strategy because your talent is a critical element of your business strategy.
Put a talent strategy in place. Fascinating information from John Fiegel of Tandem HR. John, you've got a lot more to share on the topic. I could tell we could go on forever, but how can our listeners get a hold of you if they want to talk some more about keeping talent within an organization?
Yeah, I'd love to hear from your listeners. They can contact me at jfiegel@tandemhr.com.
Fantastic, John. We appreciate your time. Check out TandemHR.com. They're your solution center for everything HR. They've got blogs, information, great company, great environment, and you can find out so many great resources and information on their website. Don't touch that dial. We've got more information for you. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Here we are again, the Animal Stories News Team. I'm Uncle Larry.
And I'm Little Tommy. Every family should have emergency plans in the event something bad happens. You know, a bad storm could damage your house. You may have to evacuate for some reason.
And always include your pet in those plans. Make sure you have a 2-week supply of food, water, medicine.
Yeah, and make sure you have your ID tags on everything with your cell phone number and all your pet vaccination records. Log on to ready.illinois.gov for more info.
Sponsored by the Illinois Emergency Management Agency.
On Thursday, October 1st, Maccabi Tel Aviv, one of the most glamorous teams in global basketball with 51 Israeli league championships and 6 European titles, will square off against Armani Milano with 26 Italian league championship titles of their own. Watch these two excellent teams go head-to-head at the United Center. It's Israel versus Italy right here in Chicago. Watch ex-Big Ten stars like Robbie Hummel and Illinois' Brian Randall, as well as future NBA prospects like Dragan Bender and Alessandro Gentile. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
You can find out about all of my events at ShalomKlein.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. Physical workspace is one of the most important elements of a work environment. It's so important that in one study, 79% of employees linked their environment to their job satisfaction. But the small office layout is more challenging than a more generous office space. The reduced space makes it even harder to organize the layout in an efficient way, in a way where team members are empowered to do the best job that they can possibly do. So what can employers do to make sure that their team members have the best possible place to work in? To answer this question, let's see what's important to workers. In a 2001 research paper called Disproving Widespread Myths About Workspace Design, Michael Brill and some of his colleagues identified 10 of the most important space qualities. I read that, and I want to share that list with you in the order of importance. Number one, the ability to do distraction-free solo work. I can't tell you how many times it's one thing to meet with clients, and meetings are very important, but the really, really, really important thing is it's called work for a reason. At some point, you need to unwind. At some point, you need to respond to emails, and you need to be able to do that without distractions. Number two, support for impromptu interactions. That is some of the best ideas come about is when you're just walking by somebody in the hallway, you're sitting next to somebody while eating lunch. Some of the best business ideas come about from those interactions. Number three, support for meetings and undistracted group work. That's really important. At times, those impromptu meetings are important, but at times, you need to have scheduled conversations, and you need to be sure that those scheduled conversations will be without interruption. Number four, workspace comfort, ergonomics, and enough space for work tools. I have a bad back. I would like to be able to have a good place to sit, a good desk, a good chair. And number five, workspace, side-by-side work and dropping into chat. That's important. Sometimes you might be working on a project and you might just shout out, oh my God, I can't believe that person did that. And somebody will actually have a really good idea to help you resolve that issue. Number six is being located near and can easily find coworkers in a big environment that's not as easy as you may think. Number seven is that your workspace should have good places for breaks. That means that a place that somebody can escape, whether they still smoke a cigarette during their break or they want to go out for a walk to be a little bit more healthy, you should have good places nearby that you can do that. Number eight is access to needed technology. Some offices are not conducive to technology. Quality lighting, access to daylight, that keeps people happy. That keeps a smile on people's face. And temperature control and air control. If your office is going to be steaming hot during the summer and freezing cold during the winter, your workers will not be happy with their office environment. You can see how all of these attributes contribute to making people comfortable both in their social interactions with coworkers and in their ability to do solo work. So the ideal office space needs to give people a degree of privacy for both alone and group work, but it also has to encourage collaboration, a tricky balance to pull off. Now it's time for your networking tip of the week. Get involved with a nonprofit. I'm not just talking about writing a check. The donation surely will be appreciated, but by getting actively involved, you'll also meet people with at least one common interest on a repeated basis, a good opportunity for building relationships. Often you'll meet people you would not have otherwise connected with. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. That phone number again is 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. Once again, get on their website. They have so many helpful tips, advice, and information. I visit their website weekly. Check them out, tandemhr.com. Get Down to Business is also brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call my friend Chris Everett at 708-771-7777. Her phone number is 708-771-7777. To success, let's get down to business. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Check out my website, ShalomKlein.com. That's where you can download podcasts from this week's show and find out who's going to be on next week, Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13